go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back with the final installment of a very special hour-long conversation with Dr. James Carafano, a former United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, a great distinction, author many times over, including of WikiWars. He is also to be found at Forbes and, of course, at the Heritage.org website, prolifically contributing to the national security debate. It's always a delight to have him with us to talk about it as well here at Secure Freedom Radio. And Jim, one of the things that you just mentioned in the last segment, which I can't thank you enough for getting your head around and helping others do the same, is this whole idea of political warfare being wielded against us by people who are every bit as committed to the end state sought by the violent jihadists. In fact, they've inspired most of the world's violent jihadists, but they're pursuing what they call a civilization jihad. And of course, I'm speaking of the Muslim Brotherhood. In recent days, there has been, it seems, a bit of an awakening, shall we say, to the role that this outfit is playing here in the United States, not just in Egypt and elsewhere. Notably, with the introduction of legislation by Senator Ted Cruz suggesting that it be designated as a terrorist organization. I wonder what your thoughts are on the Brotherhood and how important it is that we get our head, as I say, around the role it's playing to subvert us, in fact, as they call it, destroy us from within.
Here's what we know that's a fact, right? That's really indisputable, is if you take the doctrine of the Muslim Brotherhood and the end state that they describe, and then you take the end state of what the world would look like if ISIS had everything it wanted and Al-Qaeda had everything it wanted, it's the same. They are the same. They may debate tactics on how to get there, but their vision of where they're going is the same. I think America is, it's time, and it would be open for an honest conversation about whether groups like the Muslim Brotherhood operating in the United States or groups like CARE are legitimate. I think we could have, if we really wanted to, an honest, nonpartisan look at that. And I think we could come up with some very objective conclusions. I don't think we'd have to rewrite the law. I don't think we'd have to change what we mean by freedom of speech. I don't think we'd have to change what we mean by freedom of religion. I think if we just applied the law as it's meant to be applied to groups that are a threat to society, that there is ample evidence and ample experts to reach a reasonable conclusion about whether those groups operating in the United States are legitimate. I think that's fair. I'm not an expert on this, so I'm not the judge here. I'm just saying as an observer, I think it's time, and I think it's fair to grade CARE. And you know, we've done this in the past where CARE was pointed out as an undoubted co-conspirator on material support.
This is, of course, the Council on American Islamic Relations, one of the Muslim Brotherhood right. front organizations. And Jim, when you use the term legitimate, I think what you're saying, if I understand it, is whether they are in fact engaged in activities that would not be legal under
right, exactly.
our, you know, prohibitions against subversion or sedition against our government and constitution. And you're right. I think indeed the Holy Land Foundation trial that you've alluded to there, in which much of what's going on here was laid bare, is a prime basis upon which it seems that prosecution of the Council on American Islamic Relations and some of the other unindicted co-conspirators could go forward. It's not going to happen under this administration's watch, that's for sure. But I think you're right. This kind of conversation, this kind of debate needs to happen. And presidential election cycle seems to be a perfect time to do it to me.
Look, you know, this is a country where, you know, Americans are fair people, and they want everybody to have their day in court and everything else. And I don't want to see this happen after the next 9/11. I don't want to see this happen in some kind of hysteria. You know, I want to see this happen. I just want to see the rule of law use the rule of law. And I think if you look at a lot of the great security concerns we have, whether it's Homeland Security, whether it's immigration enforcement, enforcement of the border, if we just applied the law as the law is written instead of how we would like the law to read, I think a lot of these things would be correctly and appropriately and fairly addressed.
But it does require clarity on one central point, and I think you've sort of alluded to this. You have to understand that what we're dealing with is not a religion which is protected. It is a political totalitarian military doctrine, they call it Sharia, that is very much antithetical to our Constitution, and I think therefore, as you say, illegitimate or illegal.
You know, what I'm struggling with, you know, it's not like America hasn't ever done this before. I mean, during the Cold War, we fought an honest-to-God war. I mean, sometimes it was, you know, we weren't shooting, but we fought a real-life war against a real-life enemy. At the same time, we fought a real-life struggle against an ideology that wasn't just abhorrent to us, it was actually illegal under the way our laws are written. And I think we have to fight the political war and the real war, and I have to think we have to do them equally well with honesty and vigor.
But we're going to have a proper debate about this in this country, and I think, again, the president we all seek needs not only to be clear on these points and not only to be, you know, laying out a sensible program, but to be seeking and hopefully ultimately securing a mandate. And Jim Carafano, you've studied closely and lived through that mandate that President Reagan obtained and used. And I'd like to just spend the last couple of minutes we have very quickly. It won't do justice to it, but you've done such important work, Jim, you and your colleagues at Heritage, on the rebuilding of the United States military. We've talked about a whole host of threats. We've talked about the need to understand them better. Give us very quickly what needs to be done to try to ensure that the military component is also not just the nuclear piece of it, but the rest of it addressed as well by the next president.
Yeah. So let me just zero in kind of on one, you know, piece of that real quickly, because it's actually kind of, I think, the easiest one to fix, which is just look at the state of our ground forces. And we do have a terrific paper on this at our website. When we went around the world and we looked at what do we have to protect, not what countries do we have to invade, not who do we have to conquer, but just what do we have to protect? Let's just look at the key places, Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. What are the ground forces we need to get by? We're actually understaffed by a good number. Getting us back up to a responsible size military, I think, is ground forces, I think, is got to be job one. We've got a good paper on that. And you know, it's something you don't have to invent a laser beam. You don't have to invent a new technology. You just have to bring the Army and the Marine Corps back to the size it needs to be to do its job with the active force. And that would send a very powerful signal around the world that America's back in the game.
Jim, do you need new equipment, though, to bring it back? Is basically the kit that these forces have sufficient if you simply, you know, put more people back in the end strengths of the armed forces, the Army and the Marine Corps specifically? Or do you really need a wholesale modernization program there as well?
Well, I mean, you've got equipment that's old and needs to be replaced. I mean, I think if you actually look at the technology of ground forces, there's not real kind of huge leap ahead technology. For the ground forces, right now, to be honest, I really worry mostly about the capacity issue, just having enough folks in uniform to do the job. And that to me is really, really, problem number one. But it's a host of a serious problem. And I get people say, well, we shouldn't waste money. I get that. But, you know, if the military operated with perfect efficiency, we wouldn't come close to closing the gap of what we need in terms of capacity and capability. I'm not saying we should run up huge deficit spending, because I think that's equally threatening to our economy in the future. But what we should do is we should stop stupid spending. We should embrace economic freedom, which will grow our economy. And then we should responsibly start to rebuild our military. And we should, you know, start with things like ground forces. And then we're going to have to look at the other services as well, because then there are needs across the board. We need a lot more ships than we have. And we can do this. That's the thing. That's the thing. You know, if you look at that, you mentioned that list of 10 things, and I pulled out kind of 10 papers we've done over the year. Here's the thing that I walk away from. I read all that stuff and I look at what we've done and I go, this can be done. This can be done. This country can do this. This country can actually do this without breaking a sweat. It just requires a leadership. And I think the American people will back them. I really see that in the poll numbers. The poll numbers are totally changed on this. Just people think we're doing a dreadful job. They want leadership. They want change. And it can be done.
A perfect ending to this very important conversation about where we are, where we need to be. With Jim Carafano, we appreciate tremendously the work you're doing. The 10 documents that you've described are all at heritage.org. I hope that people will check them out and that you will join us often in 2016. Jim Carafano, thanks again for the work you do. Keep it up, my friend. Come back to us again soon. I hope the rest of you will do so tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.